We had two tough games up at Glasgow away, and that's a tough one. And Montpellier, that was right to the wire, right to the end. It's a class outfit. They've got a high-quality squad. And having watched them against Montpellier, you know, they've got an outstanding team, and you only got to look at their, you know, their back row and halfbacks. When you've got the likes of Francois Lowe, a South African international, Simon Taylor, a Scottish international, number eight, and you've got Lewis Moody, an English international, and then you've got Eric Clarkson, South African international, and now Stephen Donald, a World Cup winning 10. You know, that back row and halfback pairing is something special. It's got class all the way through it. And then you can put the likes of Ollie Bartley outside Stephen Donald with Sam Vesti and Matt Banahan, and you go on, and then you get a bit worried. So you just don't think about it. You mustn't worry about the names. But they have got class running through their team, absolutely no question at all. And they can put out a hell of a team. So having said that, you know, we'll get in amongst them and see what we can do. But that is an absolute top-quality team.
You stated in the past, Fortress 6 ways, I think, is a bit of a hackneyed phrase, but that you've got to win your home games. It hasn't quite worked out like that.
No, I think, I mean, I don't think I've quoted Fortress. No. Everyone calls their own home a fortress, doesn't it? Fortress King's Own, Fortress Franklin Gardens. You know, you've got to try and win your home games. That's right. Well, we've set ourselves certain targets. We scored 6 tries in the first 7 games, and we conceded 12, and we got 11 points, I think. 10 points rather at the first 7 games. So we're now trying to 8 points at the first, which we're trying to just improve upon our first 7 games. So it started with Newcastle. So we've almost divided the season into 7-7-7, and then there's a way to Northampton in the 22nd game. So we've got 3 blocks of 7, and then the last one, which we hope we don't have to go to Franklin Gardens and get a victory there. So we've just got to make sure each block of 7 we improve. So there are certain targets there. There's a bit of method in it. We want to score more tries than 6, and that was a pretty small amount in the first 7 games. Now, we started off with 1 up at Newcastle. Got another 6 games to go in this batch, so we've got to try and beat our tally of 6-4. And if we can improve upon an already good defence, but improve upon conceding less than 12 tries, that would be good. So that means that we just keep moving forward. Now, this batch of 7 games is pretty tough because we have only 3 at home and 4 away. So the first 7, we had 4 at home and 3 away. So we've got potentially a tougher batch of 7 games, but we did go away to Newcastle in the first away game and got 2 points from that. So that was pretty good, really. So we've got 3 home, 3 and away in this next batch, and somehow we need to get at least 2 wins out of these 3 home games.
Have you talked about finishing off games? You've been in the lead and lost.
Yes, that, funny enough, has cropped up today. Yeah, to play for a full 80 minutes. You know, and I think, you know, everyone's, the cliche is, if, you know, if the games were 75 minutes long, we'd be third in the league, and we would be at the moment. So we've got to keep playing and really smash the myth that other clubs are talking about us. They're saying that, you know, against Worcester, if you can hang in there to the last quarter, that's when they'll crack. You know, we're pretty competitive for 60, 70 minutes, and the Premiership's perception now is that they've just got to stay in the game until the last 10 minutes, and then they can push through and win. So we've got to dispel that myth pretty quickly.
Are you lost heavily down at Bath in the LV Cup? Does that mean absolutely anything on Friday night?
I don't think so. I think Bath had almost a full-strength side out, and we took a lot of young players down there. And we're actually, for the first 30 minutes, we were competitive. But the key thing with Bath is that we had so much possession in the first half and played some really good rugby. But Bath had the ball 4 times and were clinical and scored 4 times. And we came in at half-time, and we were 20 points down, and we were thinking, well, you know, we've had 80% of the play, and yet they've had 4 chances and scored 4. That's a mark of a good side. You know, you maybe kick a loose kick, you turn a ball over, and they were exceptionally good in the dry weather. You know, they got some fantastic handling. And some of their handling is probably some of the best in the Premiership. So they can hurt you very badly if you just get a little bit disorganised from a turnover or kick receipt.